Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All of the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen to the MCU post-WandaVision?
WandaVision is Wanda over.
Yes. Nine episodes, they came, we watched them, they went. Mm-hmm. Or by went, they're still on Disney
Plus.
You can watch
it now. If you missed it and you were like, you know what, I don't want to watch things week to week, I want to wait and binge, now is the perfect time to watch
If you just got to head to www.disneyplus.com.
Yeah. / show me WandaVision, baby. B-A-B-E-E-E-E. Babby.
Welcome to Babby's WandaVision. Oh no, what's this? Anyway, look, obviously, you've looked at the title of the episode.
Yeah.
You've been like, I haven't seen WandaVision. I sure hope they don't spoil it. Press play, and here we are at the start of the episode to tell you, one, you're a moron. Mm-hmm. Two, yes, we're going to...
It's a bit hostile to the listening audience.
Listening audience, because it's one guy. Sitting in a... I imagine for some reason sitting in a shack with a can of beans being like, oh!
You know, I'm waiting to watch, so I just wanted people's opinions on WandaVision before. I mean, I don't care about spoilers.
I don't even have a TV.
I just
look up the plot on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Look, you know what? You're right. I take it back. You're not a moron if you're listening to this. You're only a moron if you're listening... If you've listening to this and you haven't seen WandaVision, you're only a moron if you're listening to this hoping we don't spoil it, even if the title says post WandaVision. Anyway, so full spoilers from here on out.
Yeah.
So
WandaVision concludes now, and this is a question, this isn't really like what do we think is going to happen in it, but like, did it conclude in the way you imagined it would?
It concluded in, okay, so I guess much like the Snyder Cut thing, let's talk about what we're working with here before we predict the future.
Exactly.
So
you got to butcher the animal before you cook it.
You've got to
100%.
You got to look that elephant in the eyes before you hit it with the hammer and then roast it over an open fire.
What animal? Yeah. But you were imagining an elephant. I was imagining a dog. So I was going dingo.
Don't
intriguing.
You know what? Yeah, I was going to say don't kill a dog. I'm killing an elephant with a hammer. So what morals do I have to stand on? Answer. None.
Anyway,
so WandaVision, it started with obviously the sitcom mystery, and everyone was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then they started adding lots of supporting characters. You got Darcy from the Thor, first two Thor movies, the ones people don't like. I think Kat Dennings is pretty funny, so I was happy to see her. Jimmy Woo from Ant-Man.
Ant-Man 1 and 2, I think.
Yep,
you know?
And he's obsessed. Obsessed might be the... No,
he
we'll
knows some magic.
Monica Rambeau.
The daughter of
Carol Danvers' friend.
Yeah. Whose name escapes us at this moment.
Also starts with M.
Something Rambeau.
Maria Rambeau.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I did it. I didn't look that up. I went directly into the source of
the
core
into your
of my brain.
Balance. Yeah.
So you've got all of these moving pieces, but obviously, I mean, it's called WandaVision. You had Wanda and Vision in the center of all of it.
Exactly.
And as the show went on, the supporting characters mattered less and less, which was something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, for sure.
I know a lot of people were disappointed in the ending because there's no big cameo. There's no huge...
There's no Mephisto. There's no Loretta Richards.
It is so funny the amount of people that were like, Mephisto's coming, with literally no evidence whatsoever. There was nothing. There was some people
were
like, this is like a living hell. And people were like...
I think it was more that like there was the close up of a fly, and like Mephisto first appeared in the Marvel's like comic books as a fly. He is like, you know, like Lord of Flies, something like that.
Lord of the Flies.
Piggy
sucks to your asthma.
Kill him with a rock. And then there was like little like demonic images and those kind of things as well. And again, like I wouldn't shock me if we end up going to like Marvel Hell at some point.
Oh yeah, I think that's definitely. And I was reading actually an interview today where they were like, the rabbit they had written.
What is the premise of this goddamn show, Jackson?
And also,
no! Reese!
Also,
Dusha knew so much about the Snyder Cut!
Also,
I can't look at an itty bitty article!
Also, you started this segment of this episode being like, there was no evidence of Mephisto, now you're saying...
This wasn't evidence of Mephisto, this is just some run-of-the-mill fucking demon motherfucker. Apparently... There was meant to be a scene that they couldn't do because of COVID, where the rabbit, old Scratchy, became like an American Werewolf in London style rabbit demon.
Ah, cool.
That Nancy, some Agnes? Of the supporting cast were meant to fight.
Okay.
Yeah. But they couldn't do it because of COVID. Anyway, that was meant to be a demon. Yeah. So I guess that is kind of Marvel hell.
It's Marvel hell. I wouldn't be shocked if we introduce like Mephisto or some kind of other.
I can see Mephisto, and we kind of talked about this in Black Widow, like who's going to be the sort of big bad for phase whatever.
Mephisto's a big bad of Black Widow.
Imagine. Wow, Taskmaster rips off his face. It's a big, like, red demon. I am the Lord of Flies, Mephisto.
What?
Huh?
But I can see that Mephisto has, like, kind of, like, very different energy to Thanos, so, like, it is a direction they could go in.
I don't think
they will.
Gonna get Mephisto, it will tie into, like, I mean, it's what you just said, but with Doctor, I think the only way they could do it at this point in time without ripping their entire universe apart is to have it as part of a multiverse where there's a hell in a different multiverse.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like we've done Dormammu,
and that's, exactly. Look, I know that was a long time ago now, but we've got to, like, sit back and look at that. That was a fucked inclusion.
Yeah, it was pretty full on. Yeah. And a lot of stuff that never got explored, sort of, like, post-Doctor Strange.
Well,
because
you think about it, you don't really want to include, like, you know, hell in terms of, like, the biblical hell. And it's like, then where is heaven?
Yeah.
Is Tony Stark
like, the biblical heaven now?
I hope they show Mephisto and then the right hand is Tony Stark. He's like, yeah, he went to hell when he died.
You know all those weapons he sold?
Yeah, he killed a lot of innocent people.
So I think if we're ever going to get, say, like, you know, like a demon, like hell, it'll be from a sort of another dimension.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll be like, ah, yes, you know, we call it hell.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then you can also have hell as in H-E-L from all the Thor bullshit.
It's always complicated, I guess, when you have, like, Thor's backstory where they're like, they are the gods, but they're not the gods. But Thor is like 1,000 years old, but don't worry about it.
But don't worry. Him dating Natalie Portman is completely fine. They look the same age, even though there's like a millennia.
Don't think about it.
Shush. Although you could do, is it like Helheim?
Yeah.
And where they have, what's his name, Sulfur and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, true.
So
true,
you
true.
Could maybe tie in Mephisto too.
Yeah, I mean, you could
tie a lot of stuff together.
We got too excited and we pushed through the thing we were doing before we got to the segue. We passed through the segue. So back to WandaVision.
Sorry for speculating.
We gonna speculate, but we can't get too carried away with the speculation just yet.
We gotta do the butchering. We started cooking the cow or the dingo or the elephant before we didn't butcher. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Heating up the boiling pot, and you forgot to deal with
the dog in a hot plate is sad.
Well, the dogs run away because we started.
Eating elephant on a hot plate is fancy.
The animal ran away though because we've got the butchering pot again.
Yeah, that's true.
WandaVision, obviously there is things that it hints at that we will speculate on, but I guess as a whole, they kind of, as the series goes on and on, starts peeling back layers where you're like, oh, actually, no, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be that. And then at the end, you kind of just with like a kind of like a phase one kind of story.
Which honestly, I think the worst parts about the finale for me were the hints at future content. I found them both really bad and kind of like a bit kind of cringy almost. I just felt like almost rude to have this lovely conclusion of WandaVision and be like, oh, and then obviously like the kind of corporate get excited for what Marvel's got coming next kind of thing. So
it would be bad if we started a podcast about speculating on those parts and not talking about the parts you like. But
well, it's not a movie review.
No, but that in your story, that's what you would like to do.
I think there was like there's probably three things as I was a bit like, actually, probably just the two things because I didn't mind the cabin in the woods aspect of it. That was fine, but like the bit where you're like, hey, remember Skrulls? That I was like, yeah, okay,
oh
cool.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And then I think the reveal of Pietro as being
Ralph Boner,
like okay. Are we an odd choice?
In many ways, I commend it.
I think that the Ralph Boner joke would have landed way funnier and way harder as like a little trick played on the fans if Paul Bettany also in an interview hadn't said he was starring alongside someone he's wanted to act with in a long time.
That's
and everyone
very true.
Started speculating about a huge cameo.
Yeah. I think we that the biggest problem WandaVision had is that everybody read a million theories online and created a new version of WandaVision in their heads.
Oh my God, they're introducing the Fantastic Four and multiverses and the X-Men and Mephisto, the devil, all in an 8-9 episode series.
And if they introduce the Marvel devil, I guess we're going to get the Marvel god and all that.
Doctor Strange will
be
there too, I guess. Yeah. Maybe Spider-Man.
Why not? Could be Wolverine. Who can
I hear maybe they're resurrecting Stark and he's going to appear in this film.
It's going to happen. But no, I agree. I think the Paul Boner, I think as well, if you watch it in one go, without any of that theorizing, the Paul Boner thing, you'd be like, you got it.
Just call him Paul Boner? That's a way funnier name. Ralph Boner is his real name.
But I think, I know what you mean though, Zama, in that you're like, that's kind of a shame because it would be nice to see that version of Quicksilver in the MCU, and it's kind of a shame that they'll have to do some weird backpedaling to get him in now. But also, this would be a weird place to introduce him, so it's a kind of weird
Were doing the whole multiverse thing that is coming in Doctor Strange. Yeah. I thought that would have been okay, cool. Okay, that's a nice
there it
easy
is,
link.
We're teasing it.
I wonder if this is, I'm falling into the trap that I tried to steer us away from. I wonder if this is going to be an indication that the multiverses of madness that we have been promised.
Oh, yeah.
Are not going to be the multiverses of the comic books.
Imagine
that everyone
if you
assumes.
Know they're like, we've got Andrew Garfield and we've got what's his face,
Tobey Maguire
for the other Spider-Man, and they're just guys.
Yeah. Or it's just like we just pay them to be on set.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually in the
film.
They're
not in the film.
Well, we're like, hey, do you want $10K? Do you have to act?
No.
Just hang out.
Tom Holland said a couple of weeks ago that he's the only Spider-Man in the movie.
Well, there you go. Maybe
because the Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield thing, I think it's like. It's one of those things where no one's confirmed it, but everyone's like, well, yeah. But also, no one's confirmed it.
Yeah, well, there you go. It might just not happen. That would rule because Marvel is in such... And you can kind of see it because I remember reading the screenwriters or whatever for WandaVision being like, people are going to be pretty disappointed last episode because of everybody's theories. So, cool.
I mean, this show... And I think another problem that they kind of caused themselves and I think we'll fix in the future, at least with things that haven't gone into production... is when you look at the phase one films of the MCU, when the MCU was still kind of coming together, they could just throw in heaps of references and stuff and not explain it because people were just like, that's a thing that I might get to see in the future.
Yeah.
But because now this is like the 25th property or something like that, you can't be like, here's like a little tease about Mephisto. Here's a little tease about that. Because people are like, we're going to get it because we haven't had that. And that's like one of the only things left.
Yeah.
It's that kind of weird thing. If you look at sort of like really like non-MCU properties of like comic books films, like when you had Lando as... Harvey Dent in one of the Batman films and being like, you gonna be a Two-Face? And then he just nodded.
Everyone just copped it like, I guess they changed. That's fine.
Yeah, and then, what ofs?
But like, say, the X-Men cinematic universe. That's just all over the ship. And, you have like...
ship?
All over the shop. All over the ship. Makes sense. That's a more chaotic place to be.
Then you're adding another layer because you're at sea.
Is it all over the ship?
I think it's all over the
shop.
Definitely
all over the
shop. Why is it all over the shop?
I've always said
that
all over
bad,
the ship.
But
you're all over the shop.
What's
you're all over the ship?
Let us know.
That's our call to action this week.
Is that another thing I've just been saying wrong my whole life? How I used to say undermine instead of undermine?
What did you think?
You were undermining somebody. Fun of them by miming, but they didn't see.
That's fair.
So,
it would be rude to mime someone, I guess. Yeah, okay. No, that checks out. Cool.
So, but with the X-Men stuff where you had Hank Pym as just some guy, and then suddenly his Kelsey Grammer already beastified.
Yeah. And it's funny as well to think about,
What's his name? Not Hank Pym.
Hank McCoy.
McCoy, yeah. It's funny to think about I think it's in The Dark Knight, like the movie, there's a character, or might even be Batman Begins, there's a character that is maybe meant to be the Riddler. I don't know if you remember this. It's the guy that, clues in that Bruce Wayne is sus. His name, it's not like Enigma, but it's kind of like...
Wiener Boy.
It's like Q-estion or something like that. My name's Mark. Question mark. But it's so funny to think that when that came out, that's just like a fan theory somebody posted. They're like, maybe this is meant to be the Riddler. But if that was today, people would be like, Riddler movie confirmed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And on one hand, watching this, I wasn't disappointed. But on the other hand, Marvel Cinematic Universe has done this to themselves.
Yeah.
So, like,
sure.
I can totally understand, and I know that this is the least, this is the most lukewarm take in the world. Yeah. I thought WandaVision by the end was pretty good. Yeah. I can understand why some people would love it. I can understand why people hated it.
Yeah.
I am in the middle.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm pretty much the same.
Pretty much, yeah, I was the same. Like, yeah. I had a good time watching it, but in the end, you're like, thanks, there were good, some good moments.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Elizabeth Olsen, so yes, when she's like she's actually incredible. Acting her heart out like beautiful she was work. In this, beautiful. Very good.
Paul Bettany is a absolute fucking dreamboat. Oh my god, I was in love with him by the end of it, you know?
He's a married man to Wanda. And now he's also dead.
Or possibly how long that lasts. Jackson Vision.
And Agnes, again.
Yeah, oh, incredible.
Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
I think you're just saying. I think Marvel have shot themselves in the foot because, like, back in, like, when they were making little bits and pieces here, they're like, we don't really know how successful this is going to be, so let's just chuck in a random reference to maybe a man thing and let's see what floats. And then, you know, with all the X-Men, that kind of stuff, it's like they could do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, then when they made more and more films, people have been like, but wasn't, you're contradicting this, you're contradicting
this,
you're contradicting
this.
And I don't know, I think that's bad.
I think it's a bummer that they are now in a position where if they hint at something, it seems like they're setting up something. And if they don't pay that thing off, people feel betrayed. Like,
even though
it's something they never got promised in the first place. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, like there is that, but now they also have to find like ways to introduce things. So, for example, like with mutants that are coming out, like how do they now then put that into the MCU that already exists?
Yeah.
And like you kind of see this in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you know, okay, we are not going to touch upon his origin.
Yeah.
He's
just
there. He's just a guy. And it's there. We don't need to even think about how he became that. And I can kind of like, you know, in a weird way, feel sorry for them because they've kind of written themselves in a little bit of a corner where if they want to introduce or they've got these properties back, like the Fantastic Four and all that kind of stuff, now they have to somehow either shoehorn them in somehow or have a creative way of putting them in where it's just like, you know, it's like, well, this goes against the core of the characters of like the Fantastic Four. They're meant to be Marvel's first family kind of stuff. And they're like, well, we can't.
No, they're Marvel's last family, idiots. Guess what?
I don't know. I think a lot of people who married too much to the canon.
Is
going to be quite difficult for some people.
Because you can only do the, like, they were trapped in the quantum realm. They went off to space so many times before people are going to be like, okay, Marvel.
That may be how.
Oh, that's definitely, I mean, we're in the speculation realm already, but definitely the Fantastic Four are trapped in the quantum realm. Yeah,
they've been
quantum
gone
city.
Since the 70s.
Guaranteed.
You'll tie it into Michael Douglas's character.
Yeah. It's happening. It's coming. Bada bing, bada boom.
So I guess now, I'll just quickly.
Time to cook?
Yes, almost.
I'm hungry.
I'm just sprinkling some salt and pepper because what I'm about to
seasoning.
Say will tie
I need that. We were just going
to
chuck on that dingo raw.
So my main criticism with WandaVision, and especially I think like the thing that stopped me from loving it in the end, was that a lot of the supporting characters that I liked, they gave them stuff to do, and then it felt like they just chopped their arc off.
For sure.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that was probably due to COVID.
Yeah, it could be. Very, very
well. Especially now if there's some rat king.
You invented that, but there was a rabbit demon.
Rat demon, rat king.
Like, yeah, with, say, like Kat Dennings' character, it's kind of
like,
just
if she
like,
has to, because if they
she just left because she didn't want to write up memos or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That was so funny in the last three episodes. All she does is drive a truck.
I know. I felt really bad for what's the name of Photon?
Monica Rambeau.
For Monica Rambeau, because I don't know if there was like a line of dialogue out of her mouth that wasn't exposition. Like, it felt like nothing she said. I thought that was such a misstep with an interesting character with a lot of cool stuff that just kind of like, here she is to tell us what's going on. Okay.
Here is where the speculation starts. I think that all of the supporting characters in here are going to then tie into different things, which we got with the, obviously, the very obvious post-credit scene of Monica Rambeau being contacted by S.W.O.R.D., but the space S.W.O.R.D., not the S.W.O.R.D. that just tried to kill her.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there. And also, they need you in the theater. You're going to be in movies. You don't think that's what that's what.
And
that
also,
meant,
did you see the color scheme?
Yeah,
it was yellow and red.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what film that relates to.
Monica
Rambeau is confirmed for Captain Marvel 2, and obviously this ties into how Monica Rambeau's character gets into space.
Which
is a Skrull says, hey, let's go to space. The boss wants to talk to you.
Isn't that power you just got? Yeah.
Boss wants
Have you ever used it?
in space.
It is so funny to imagine. They're like, how are we going to get Monica Rambeau to space? And someone's like, what if someone tells her to go?
What if Nick Fury?
So, is this me? Thank God. Beautiful. So is this more just like, okay, because she was the daughter of, like, you know, Carol Danvers, a really close friend. I'm guessing Carol would like to, you know, speak to her because, like, she remembers her. You're back from the snap. That's super good. I love this. This is great. You are basically human, though.
Yeah.
So I oh, you do work for S.W.O.R.D. That's nice, but we didn't transport you. Yeah. She got power.
Oh, thank God. That's lucky.
Well,
what a fortuitous circumstance.
Ooh, that's going to make this so easy. Yeah, I'm a Skrull, go to space. You can fly. We don't know this, but we reckon you can breathe
in
space.
You can probably breathe
in space. Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, we don't get any, like, locked in information about her powers to the point where Monica herself doesn't react to the fact she has powers.
That's true.
Mm. Like, she stops. Hayward tries to shoot a little boy in the head that he knows is just a little boy that's mind controlled.
I there was a lot of
so funny.
There was so much speculation about Hayward where people were like, he's definitely a Skrull. He's definitely like, maybe Ultron. He's Ultron, some people thought. But I love that in the end, and I think this is so underappreciated, he was just dumb. Like, he was dumb and evil, which you don't get enough, and it's a great combination of traits.
Maybe trick her into bringing back Vision.
Bring her out. Ah! I shouldn't have brought her out. Put her back in. What if we send Vision in here? Vision, what if the other Vision tells him he's Vision? Make his prime directive to kill Vision. So, Hayward, he is Vision?
So you know how you are a man with a gun?
Yes.
Shoot that little boy.
And she is basically a witch.
Yes.
Remember an episode.
And also a mother at this point is very protective of those kids. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So, okay, you have a gun.
I do.
And there's two little boys.
Shoot them. Kill the boys. Hey, kill the boys, save the day. I'm director Hayward.
Hey, remember in episode 3 or whenever Wanda comes out of Westview? And you've got lots of guns pointed at her, and then she does a quick mind control that makes them point the guns at you?
Yes,
Why do you think that that's going to work again?
I don't know, but I got a hunch.
Also, what was he arrested for? What did he do?
I don't know. That was a very funny scene
as well. He tried to shoot a little boy, but like that...
He tried to shoot a little boy. He...
Lied?
Lied and...
Not a crime.
He also, so the government directive to, was it that dissecting Vision was against Vision's will? What's the crime there of going against a will, you know?
I think it was, he basically kidnapped an FBI agent.
That's true, yeah. It seemed funny, though, that the FBI
was
shutting...
He was, like, the director of S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah.
And surely they have, like... some kind of autonomy because...
You would imagine.
And Nick Fury is still clearly part of S.W.O.R.D. because that is the person that Monica presumably has to go into space to talk to. And that's some pretty based speculation. But, Nick Fury in the comics always knows what's going on. Yeah. This Nick Fury, dumb as shit. Yeah. Well, not dumb, just a regular-ish guy. He's like, yep.
Remind me, in the post-credits scene for Captain Marvel, where they show Nick Fury in space?
No.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Yes, for Spider-Man. Now, let me tell you what I remember Nick Fury looking like, and I want you to tell me if this is true, or if this is like how I remembered Hawkeye also falling down the cliff and Baby Gamora.
I would also like to be part of this conversation because I ran out of the credits because I need to pee so bad.
I've never seen it.
Watching Spider-Man, so yes.
Is Nick Fury in like, it's like clearly like a S.W.O.R.D. headquarters, but it's filthy like a bachelor's apartment. And he's in like a white like singlet and maybe tidy whities and possibly hungover. So, am I remembering that right? So surely not.
Your vibe is kind of close.
Oh my God.
He's wearing little shorts.
Okay.
And I think, and now I'm worried because I've only seen this once. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the shot is him and it makes it look like he's at a beach.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like, it makes it look like he's at the beach, but then he like steps out and it's just kind of like a background thing, and he's on a spaceship. But he's wearing
like little shorts
and he seems drunk.
Yeah.
Because he kind of like stumbles out and he's just like, he turns and like just starts walking away and you see he's wearing like little shorts. Also, his legs are really thin, yeah, but his body is quite big. He looks kind of funny.
I really hope that the vibe is that Space Sword is a shithole. That would rule if it was like...
You do not get the vibe that it's a shithole.
I
you
really just, remember being called trash and like, take out.
No, no, no. It's not. It's,
or just his room.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just, he's not in a room. He's like, it's in a... Because you see through a window that it's like a fleet of ships.
Yeah. But maybe he's got a big, but nice
it's
a, view.
But it's a whole... You don't have a hallway in a room.
If you have a section of the space station, there might be a hallway to the pisser.
But it's anyway. A big...
So, clearly
he seems more casual, yes, but yeah. Is he in tidy whities in a stained singlet and hungover in a trashed spaceship? No.
But okay. He might be hungover.
Yeah.
He might be drunk. Okay. Oh, because I think he's holding like
yeah, a... I thought, yeah, which is cool. If it's like a disillusioned Nick Fury trying to run sword from space, that's interesting. That'll yeah. be a kind of interesting thing to see.
So we, yeah, so obviously Monica Rambeau will be yeah. part of Captain Marvel 2. I think they're also going to tie Ms. Marvel into Captain Marvel 2, which cool. makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we're
that's
going
interesting because
to...
Ms. Marvel as a character is a very street level superhero yeah. from memory.
Is she Kree or Skrull?
She's, well, maybe she's Skrull. I'm not really sure about yeah. Ms. Marvel. She's got cool stretchy powers. Doesn't I know that much. Stretchy. And stretchy powers, they're cool.
Stretchy powers. Reed Richards confirmed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I think what we'll get was with the Ms. Marvel show, that'll yeah. probably have another post-credit scene that kind of ties everything together. I wouldn't be shocked if Monica Rambeau is in her post-credit scene.
Although, if it's a very straight level, like Jimmy Woo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But... Jimmy, he's off doing different... We're not sending Jimmy Woo to space.
No. I'm saying with Ms. Marvel, like yeah. when she's dealing with street-level stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like getting Jimmy Woo again.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
Darcy's back too.
Well, it'd be interesting
maybe
if...
she's driving her famous truck once again.
It was really nice to see Darcy in there because she's definitely the best part of the first two Thor movies, I would say.
Yeah, they just did a weird thing. I like Thor 2 more than Thor 1, and yeah. that's going to be the most controversial thing I think I ever say in these
it's
podcasts.
It's true, yeah, yeah.
But... Thor 1 is very boring. Thor 2, I'm like, at least you get like, and this is like when Loki is still not just annoying.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
annoyingly,
yeah.
We're not like just drowning in Loki. Mm. But like with Thor 2, you get some like fun Thor and Loki stuff. And like some of the character stuff is just fun.
Yeah.
The story sucks and no one, but who thinks about the villains of phase one and phase two?
For sure.
Things?
Yeah, no. For sure. Yeah.
Someone's like, oh yeah, Iron Man 2. And then they go, bird or whatever. And then you're like, oh yeah, sick.
Whiplash. Mm. Iron Man, it's Head so funny to think about the scale of Iron Man's villains. Big Iron Man. Mm. Whips. Lots of Iron Man.
Well, it's Big Iron Man, Russian Iron Man, lots of Iron Mans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanos. Yeah.
But... Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers. So, Big Iron Man, Russian Iron Man, lots of Iron Mans.
Man.
Iron, because he fights Ultron. Thanos. What a scale. I guess that's crazier for, like, Captain America, where it goes, Nazis.
Nazi.
Nazi again.
Nazi again, but like a red skeleton.
Yeah. They're Nazi again in modern day.
They're Nazi again, but they've taken their, like, more of a snake people.
Yeah, yeah, secret Nazi, and then Thanos. Yeah. Well, sorry, Iron Man, Thanos.
You can kind of just
Iron
be like,
Man, Iron.
Fascism.
Yeah.
And Iron Man, well, because in Civil War, the comic book, they lean way more into it than the movie does, but like...
Yeah. Still kind of fascism, you're saying? Yeah, and then Thanos.
Space fascist.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess it's fine for that. Yeah.
America's like, more fascists.
As much as things change, they stay the same.
Punching fascists.
What I really liked about, but your action of being Captain America punching, you put your fists high up, but that's where Thanos' head is. So yeah. You were ready to
back as well.
Punch his chin.
I don't know why, when I throw my hands up like that, yeah. I always lean back like I'm fighting someone that's like 7.5 foot. Because I'd get it if I was I do like what a child fighting a grown man would look like.
That's your go-to for combat. Kid v adult. So
that's Monica Rambeau sorted. So yeah, she's gonna go to space. I think that she will appear in Ms. Marvel post credits, and I think that Jimmy Woo as a Ms. Marvel just tying Jimmy Woo to all the street level stuff is clever and smart and funny.
I wonder if they're gonna do a thing where it's like all of those sort of street level superhero shows that are coming out, they might thread Jimmy Woo through, and then all of the kind of maybe more like cosmic ones or something that they can put Kat Dennings in and that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Quick question. Yeah. Do we know anything about the Netflix, like the Daredevil, Luke Cage, those kind of things? Do you know anything about them? Like, or are they just be like,
they're sort of canon, but nothing.
Not really?
So yeah, they've just
so
sort
they're
of
canon,
done...
but if, say, we want to do Daredevil again and we have a new lad, it's fine.
See, Marvel have also done a classic trick of, it's a new classic trick by Marvel. It's something that has really been cemented. Which is, in Spider-Man, there's a courtroom scene and people like Daredevil. But instead, I think it will be She-Hulk because that's actively something they're doing.
Very true. But I think I also saw something recently. I've seen too many things. I've got all the information in this episode.
Based.
But where somebody, some Marvel bigwig was like, look, we think it's really valuable, you know, Daredevil, Punisher,
Luke Cage
and
Jessica Jones.
And Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
You know, the Defenders.
End of sentence.
You know, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
the shows that we did.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it will come down to we might get them, but I doubt it. And I think there's too much stuff that people... Because in a movie, so Doctor Strange 2, you still need to make a movie.
A lot of moving parts. But I was just thinking if they decided to go like, hey, as opposed to doing a Daredevil or a Punisher thing, why don't we do like a TV series based around Jimmy Woo?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's going and dealing with like, you know, soups.
Yeah. Well, it'll be
Jimmy hates crime. That's what it'll be called.
Well, it'll be interesting, I think, if they end up doing, trying at all to tie the Marvel Netflix shows into the Marvel Disney Plus shows, because finishing WandaVision, WandaVision starts off very different, but ends very Marvel-y, I think. Mm. And I don't think the Netflix series ever were that Marvel-y. Certainly not the first couple of seasons or whatever. So I think they'll be kind of, it'll be a bit discordant they try and introduce.
Well, Daredevil gets. I said the Thor thing is spicy, but this could be spicy. I think the Marvel Netflix shows have less of an MCU vibe and more of a DC vibe.
Yes, yeah, very true. No, I think
like,
that's fair.
Doesn't Daredevil season, spoilers, I think, I haven't seen it, so this mightn't even be a spoiler.
Spoilers for yourself, yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't he fight a dragon and have a building fall on him or something?
Mate, that's when I stopped watching. I have no idea.
Daredevil does.
Yeah, Daredevil dies.
You know, the whole hand stuff?
No.
Yeah.
Was there a third season of Daredevil?
Maybe.
Yeah, tied into...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
So at the end of Defenders, Daredevil dies, I think.
Mamma mia.
But doesn't actually die. An entire building.
Yeah, I did not see
that. I started watching Daredevil season 3 and it recapped with a building falling on him and I went, not for me.
Yeah. I think I watched season 1 and 2 of Daredevil.
If
and
I said that was a
Jessica
scene
Jones and,
in... Yeah. The Snyder Cut.
Oh, I would not. Sure. Yeah,
like you know when Batman dies because a building falls on him, but then he finds a dragon bone or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He like, finds the Bat Demon or whatever.
Yeah, I get
but
you.
It's like a Bat Demon, but it looks like a dragon.
I'd be like, say something interesting for once, not things I already know.
But I digress. So one thing that everyone just needs to keep in mind is they can bring in multiverses in Doctor Strange 2 and Spider-Man 3, but they still need to make a movie.
Well, yeah.
And I think that Marvel fans, and like, I think this is more a subconscious thing, but Infinity War and Endgame are very long and they are only barely movies. Like, as in, no, like, as in, I mean, like, they are, like, obviously they're acclaimed and whatever.
Yeah.
you need to have seen all of the movies to understand it, but you can't expect every movie to be like that, because there is definitely, like, if they had have just, like, cooked one or two things in that, all of a sudden it's not a coherent plot, I think it's just references.
It's the kind of thing where if you think about, like, say, the Spider-Verse arc in comics, right, where they have the benefit of being over several comic books, also having, like, included series that are not part of the main story or whatever, and in those series they can be like, oh, look at this silly Spider-Man universe, look at this silly Spider-Man universe, but if you do that over the course of 1 2-hour movie, it's just references.
Too much, yeah.
But I think having said that, the Into the Spider-Verse movie
does it well.
So I think it can be done right, but I know what you mean. You can't just be like, it's Doctor Strange being like, and here's the animated Marvel, and here's a Netflix Marvel, and here's a Disney Plus Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Also, this is me, Doctor Strange, from a different realm. I have a funny accent.
Because what you then get is what we kind of got in BVS, which is just someone scrolling through emails, watching a trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Being and like, which this guy
is funny.
Yes.
But isn't what you want.
No, it doesn't make
unless
for a good movie.
Funny is what you want.
Yeah. In which case, it makes for a great movie.
So, Doctor Strange 2, I think we're going to get, obviously, the second post-credit scene, Wanda.
Yeah.
Sound, like, children, because there's also, like, when she says goodbye to a kid, she said, thank you for picking me as your mother. So, clearly, there's something going on
something
there.
Something else is happening.
And then in the post-credit scene, when she's reading The Darkholm, that was probably the only big reveal at the end.
Yeah.
The book was actually The Darkholm?
Darkholm, I think.
Darkhold.
I think is what it's called. Yeah.
It was home.
No.
H-O-L.
Like you're wrong.
The last name of Mystique?
Yeah.
Reference?
I mean, look it up, because maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's the Darkhold.
I don't know why I'm looking this up. It doesn't
matter.
So
do you think in, say, Doctor Strange 2, are we going to get the great scene where Mephisto's hands or arms end in Toodle Boys?
God, I hope so.
I would like
I'm
to
a punch
formally
you with your own baby.
Billy, meet my fist, Billy and other boy.
Tommy. Help us, Mom. I don't know how.
I would like to formally apologize. It is the Darkhold.
Well, there you go.
The Book of Sins.
Yeah.
No Mystique.
Yeah.
So,
no Mystique. Mystique confirmed. Can't. Not cancelled. Well, yeah, I guess she's a villain. You would cancel her. She bashed innocent people, probably.
Cancelled. More than cancelled, arrested.
that should be the next phase of a lot of these, like, these problems.
Yeah, cancel someone, arrest them.
You know, they've done something real bad.
Yeah.
Arrest them.
Why does nobody put the bad guys in jail? That's my question.
It's just sometimes the blood body boys.
The bad guys are the jail.
So I think what's going to happen, if I was to guess the plot of Doctor Strange 2, I think that Wanda, in her grief and realizing through reading the Darkhold, aka the Book of Sins, aka not Darkholm, is going to accidentally open some kind of portal. Maybe to hell, maybe Mephisto will be in it, but
Multiverse of Madness, do we think that she is going to open the...
She'll be the madness part of the Multiverse of Madness.
Do we think that there's... So, obviously, Pietro ended up as a boner joke. Paul Boner, as we all recall. But do we think the very fact that he clearly was intended to be the Fox X-Men Quicksilver will ever tie back into the multiverse? No, you don't think so?
I think if anything, the shows, and especially with the leaked-ish, maybe confirmed, but I don't think so, announcement that Marvel is making a movie called The Mutant. I think it's going to be a full reboot and we're going to get any of the same actors.
Okay. Like, I little bit disappointed that we aren't getting that kind of, like, let's try and pick and choose from the best bits, but maybe, like,
it might be with the best.
Like, you know, let's just, like, wipe the slate clean.
I remind
let's
us
just start again.
The best bits that everyone remembers of the Fox. So, like, Days of Future Past was, like, 2013 or something?
Yeah.
By the time this movie's made, that would have been like 11 years ago.
For sure.
And let's just, like, imagine how many times that they tried to do the Phoenix Force and they cooked it every single time.
Oh, yeah.
But great news on my speculation. Guess what they're basically doing now in Doctor Strange 2?
Yeah.
It's a slightly different Phoenix Force, but that's pretty much the Wanda story we're going to get.
Yeah. I think very possibly. No, I was just thinking because I was like, it'd be so weird for her to open a multiverse. Mm. And to bring in another version of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to be like, here's the X-Men, and here's the third version of Quicksilver.
A portal will open and just play that song, and everyone will be like,
my dick will be, blown clean off.
I thought you were going to say, my dick will be clenched.
My penis
will be gritting its teeth.
Gritting its teeth, being like, oh my God, yes!
She opens the first portal to the multiverse, the event, animated series. thing plays, my penis gapes.
Yeah.
That's going to be gross. Yes. I'm going to hear and next to me, and I'm going to be like, I'm glad my penis didn't react in such a Cronenbergian way.
I don't know what's happening. You just hear, we need to go to a doctor now.
Another portal opens and just hear, but we don't have a chimney. What?
Nope. Your dick splits. You turn to JD. We also need to go to a doctor.
Your penis splits in two and he just jams directly into your eyes. Wow.
Wow, I'm excited for this. That's cool.
Yeah, as much as I would have loved them to kind of like, you know, again, pick and choose from the best gift, but I think this is a nice way of A, starting again, like the way that they want to do it, and B, kind of maybe getting away from a certain gross pervert director.
That's very true, so actually. Good point.
This is like, yeah, like, you know, best of both worlds. And like, yes, while Hugh Jackman did an amazing job as Wolverine, they really kind of hung the whole franchise off Wolverine.
They really did.
And Wolverine is sometimes a big piss baby kind of hate. So hopefully we'll get another character that isn't the piss baby that is
Wolverine. You're right. There is such a gamut of interesting X-Men that they could explore.
They could make Cyclops a guy that I don't hate.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be so nice, because Cyclops should be a guy that you don't
hate him so
but you
much.
Hate him so much because they do him so dirty in the films. They do him so dirty. Yeah.
James Marsden is a sack of shit in every movie. He has...
See? Cyclops deserves better.
Yeah.
He deserves so much better. All Wolverine does is try to hook up with someone who is literally half his age.
Yeah, and then go and have a cry in the cold. Yeah.
He has a redhead fetish.
Yeah, he does.
And a weird bit like a Japanese fetish sometimes.
He goes and gets
He's
katanas.
A big weeb. And he loves redheads.
Yeah.
And he loves younger women.
I reckon they'll shy away from him in
I hope so.
James Marsden just gives me a vibe like he's always been rained on.
Yeah.
Like you've answered the door and he's been caught in the rain and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, man, you're always so sad.
And whoever played him next, like Cyclops next in the 80s ones, man, he sucked.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
He was bad.
I haven't seen Dark Phoenix. They run across a road. I know that part.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't remember movies.
Yeah. we saw that one together in Sydney. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't recall.
I wasn't there. So basically, I don't think X-Men is going to be, like, they're not going to bring any of the old cast. I think it'd just be a flat reboot.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be shocked if they just bring in the original X-Men team.
Yes, that feels like if I was doing it, that would be the way to do it. That would be the least confusing to multiverse it up and to have part of the multiverse, the original X-Men come in. As kind of like an equivalent, almost like the Avengers equivalent in their universe.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to stop the multiverse leaking or whatever. And then that's the plot, you know.
So you think in say, Doctor Strange 2, it's going to be, so Wanda is going to be one of the villains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And old mate that hates magic.
Not MODOK. He's that awesome guy.
He's that big baby head.
Yeah.
Is it Modor?
Modor.
No.
Mordo?
Mordo!
It's Mordo.
Is it though?
No. That's big from someone who doesn't remember movies.
Mordo. That's where they drop that ring into.
Yeah. I think it's Mordo.
Yeah, him. I think he's going to be the main villain.
Really?
And I reckon he's going to be like going after Wanda hard. And I think he's going to be like, I'm killing magic users, and I want to kill her because she's going to be a big threat.
Mordo.
I was on the money. I don't even remember
Carl
movies.
Carl Mordo. That's weird. Carl with a K.
I think that if I had to guess the plot of Multiverse of Madness, it would be, like Wanda in her grief opens the Multiverses of Madness.
To try and save her little boys.
Which activates Doctor Strange. He's got to do something about it. And I don't know if there will be an extra villain. I don't know if Mordo will even be involved. I can just see Doctor Strange chasing Wanda through the multiverses. But I think that will be a bit of a weird movie if it's like, to save the day, he just had to calm down this hysterical woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always been
She got one of them wandering wounds that always, we need to stop.
It's always been a weird vibe for me that people predict that's what it's going to be. Because, I mean, it could be, because I guess that is kind of what they're setting up. But there's weird, it's going to, I don't know, feels weird.
I think what's more likely going to happen is that the chaos magic kind of becomes like a phoenix force. And I also think that what will happen is immediately Wanda will do something that triggers a big bad, like a Mephisto or a fucking Who knows?
Rabbit demon, yeah. Rat king we were talking about before.
Could be a cool thing where Wanda, in her like opening up the other dimensions or whatever, somehow splits the WandaVision off her to be its own entity. And then she's like, I got to find Doctor Strange and I have no powers at the moment.
Yeah.
Let's do it together. And then they have a multiverse adventure. Oh, yeah.
Her little boys could be the villains. Maybe it's going to be a footage of... After hearing the fan acclaim to, hey, we're trying to shoot that little boy, it's just Wanda and Doctor Strange beating up two little boys.
No. Even better. It's a multiverse. They got to kill a lot of the same little boys.
Little boy. I would, and also, I don't think that... I think the multiverse of madness, because obviously everybody's like multiverse, there's so many things they can introduce here. I think they're going to introduce way less than we think.
I think
it's going to be like... people are going to be very disappointed.
I think we're way more likely, and especially if the Spider-Man stuff we're being told is true, we're way more likely to have like two Benedict Cumberbatches and like three Elizabeth Olsons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than, oh my God, it's Hugh Jackman and it's a Deadpool and it's... Yeah. John C. Reilly from Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's John C. Reilly from Step Brothers. He's in it.
Oh my God, it's John C. Reilly from Chicago. Oh my God, it's John C. Reilly from that Sherlock Holmes. It's the John C. Reilly multiverse here.
It's John C. Reilly from Magnolias. It's John C. Reilly from Talladega Nights.
So many John C. Reillys. But I do think it's going to be a three-way fight between Modo, Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange. I think it's going to be like a Scarlet Witch going to try and be like, I'm opening these portals, going to save my kids.
Yeah.
Modo being like, what? Right, you're fucked. And then Doctor Strange being like, can't have that. But then Wanda being like, you can't control me. Nah. Mm. And then like fighting Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange kind of fighting Modo while at the same time trying to fight what? Scarlet Witch. And
That Agatha will come back for Doctor Strange too?
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe in the post credits, but no.
I wouldn't be shocked if she did, personally. I can see Agatha coming back with a grudge. I think that's so possible. And
it's going to go one of two ways.
Yeah.
She'll either be like anti-hero or big bad. Not big bad, but extra bad. Being like, I gave you a chance and now I'm going to behead you.
If WandaVision is setting up phase four, like truly being like we're setting the tone for phase four, then I can see her filling the Loki role very easily as sort of the like lesser big bad, but obviously like.
Occasionally has moments of like.
You know, say if they're doing another classic, like we're doing a team up movie halfway through this phase or whatever at the end of this phase, I can see it being like, we got to stop Agatha. She's become Mondo Big Bucks powerful or whatever. And Wanda feels like she's to blame or whatever. Yeah. And then,
I feel that she might go the other way and become more of like a mentor.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of like almost like a Hannibal esque. And Clarice sort of relationship between the Scarlet.
Gonna eat them like
Wanda.
Beans. I haven't seen the TV show.
That's right.
Yeah. I love eating people with beans. Baked is my favorite.
Human beings are like beans.
He dribbles a bit.
I think it would be
falafel
bean.
Yeah, falafel bean.
You gotta eat people like falafel beans. Do I?
Yeah. I made myself dizzy by doing that too much. Anyway.
I can see you're very rad. But I think it would be weird, because the thing that, it's so weird, that ending of WandaVision, where she's like, the whole movie, they're like, Wanda, you shouldn't have done this. And she's like, and the punishment will be doing it.
Yeah. I think that they have that just to show, and the way that she leaves the town and everyone's like, I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you remove Monica's reaction, which is like smile being like,
Good on you.
They'll never know what you did for them. What? Enslaving them and then releasing them? That's two. One right doesn't cancel out the big wrong.
Yeah, it was kind of very weird the way WandaVision was like, she is villainous for doing this. This is a bad thing she did.
Yeah.
And all Agnes never did any of it. Agnes just...
But it was Agatha all along. I'm shrugging and confused.
Yeah.
Because I initially thought when they were like, she's in my head. She's telling me to do this kind of stuff. And we're like, that was a Scarlet the Witch doing a bad thing. Yeah. And then when it was like Agatha all along, you're like, her in that sentence was Agatha.
But...
And then you're like, nope.
No.
That was it. It was Wanda.
So like,
Wanda,
I guess Agatha... maybe slightly manipulated her a little bit, but I mean, like,
I guess I manipulated the situation in hopes to catch Scarlet Witch using her powers so she could suck off her powers.
But it wasn't like she didn't make the people
put the runes when she could have just lured her down and be like, I got your kids, fight me. And then she'd be like,
I must sucked
off all your powers.
It's like the trolley problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And Agatha is the person with the potentially pulling the lever, and she's doing nothing.
Yeah.
And all for evil to succeed is for good witches to do nothing.
Yeah. But she's not a good witch. She's a bad witch.
And also,
they make that very clear.
Yeah.
So then she kills off an entire coven.
Yeah.
Maybe the Salem witch trials were
good. But she didn't kill... She didn't do it deliberately.
But she learnt how to be evil. And then so we're like, you've been evil. And she's like, nah.
Time to suck off your powers. Anyway, I just thought it was very weird that WandaVision got a weird free pass in the end. Wait, did they literally say we all make mistakes? Which is insane. It's a pretty big mistake, Wanda. So I think...
They keep doing this with Wanda too, is also...
Like, I get it. And
because Civil War also starts because of her. She...
Yeah,
but
that's like
a
clear accident. That's just her not knowing how to control her powers. And I guess this is as well.
She's also a villain in Age of Ultron. She's had the same...
It just would be nice for them to, if you're going to explore a character like this who does fit into, I suppose, what you might call the morally grey, please genuinely explore it. Don't tell me they were a good guy at the end. Mm. That doesn't make an anti-hero. Like, if Batman cracked a guy's, like... I don't know. Batman was maybe a bad choice because they do this to Batman.
Captain America actually beheaded Tony Stark with his shield.
Yeah, exactly. And then they were like, we all make mistakes. Captain America, we get it, Steve.
All right, so Doctor Strange 2, I think we've got a clear understanding of what we at least speculate will happen.
Yeah.
Now, finally, I just want to ask one thing. Do you think, and a lot of people do, the events of WandaVision are going to somehow tie into Spider-Man 3?
No.
I don't know how.
Because there's multiverses, but there's no
multiverses.
There's
no multiverse in WandaVision.
No.
Unless Spider-Man 3 opens with Peter Parker being like, there's a lot of witches. New York's infested with witches. Well... And I don't think, my answer is no, okay. But in Spider-Man Far From Home, the principal is reading all about witches, like, on his, that's like a big joke, that he's like, witches are real and stuff, so.
I guess he was right.
Yeah, he was on the money, I suppose.
Oh, like, if like Agnes appears in Spider-Man, but that just feels too big tonal whiplash.
Imagine they do one more day or whatever. Like they just adapt that for the new Spider-Man out of nowhere.
Okay, look, understand that you're not married yet, but what if we
we're still in school, mister?
We understand married yet and your aunt is not very old.
What if instead? So your aunt doesn't get shot. She was shot, no. Well, she might be.
Yeah.
You need to give me your future marriage.
Yeah, they're like, okay, what about you?
In 20 years, mister? Yeah, that has no ramifications on me whatsoever. I don't even think about it, governor.
And I will.
My voice is changing halfway through the sentence. I know I'm getting
older. Great. And so that's the deal. And in return, people will forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. So basically, 100% net like profits for you. Yeah. I don't really get anything. Our boss said this was a good story to write.
Hey, MJ, this is Zendaya.
Mrs. Zendaya.
Oh, Mrs. Zendaya, we're not getting married anymore.
Good.
None of it, we weren't engaged, so I guess that was off. I think we have one smooch once.
Yeah, I'm Mephisto, and I will make sure your aunt doesn't get shot if you let me make 3 Spider-Mans in New York City.
Well,
I love Tobey Maguire. So.
The funny thing is, if Mephisto had have been in WandaVision, then everyone probably would have assumed that one more day was coming, funny.
At the height of the Mephisto speculating, I saw that on like the WandaVision subreddit, on the fan theory. I saw like 3 people, maybe 4 people being like, they're gonna do one more day. The most hated comic book.
They're gonna do one more day, but they're gonna make it good.
Yeah.
Like one more day. Maybe in terms of Spider-Man hatred, where does the clone saga fit?
Some people like the clone saga.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think
Ben Reilly.
Yeah. Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider-Man is cool.
No, wrong song.
He's got a sleeveless hoodie on. That's sick as hell.
He's wearing a mask and he has a hood. It's so cool. It's denim. Anyway. To introduce him, they made him kick the ass out of Venom because, man, that's so cool. Fuck the 90s.
Did he literally
comics.
Kick the ass?
Basically, yeah.
Kick him in the groin and his ass flies off in the other direction. Hits an old woman.
That's how Carnage started. It was made between an old woman and Venom's anus.
Oh, man. If you ever read One More Day, and
I'm
highly recommend
you
should.
You can recommend it all day.
You can even see the writer, J. Michael Straczynski, even him hating doing this.
That's awesome.
There's like basically a conversation between like the reader and Peter Parker being like, I hate this? That's, why do I have to do this?
The best comic books, you know, and I say this because it happens in Man Thing all the time, include full-on arcs where the writers are like, I hate this comic. There's an arc where the writer of Man Thing writes comics about himself talking about how much he hates writing Man Thing.
So, that's Jackson, awesome. When you're a big fan of Man Thing and you're wondering why the MCU won't bring in Man Thing, and then you're actively talking about multiple times during the run of Man Thing that the writers hate writing Man Thing.
Yes, yes.
Because they're like, this is bad.
They write
is,
comics about how much they hate writing Man Thing.
This is bad, and it feels that it is really only a Marvel character or a comic book that you, because you thought it would be funny to print giant size Man
Thing on
a comic book cover and have that in news agency. Yes. I get it. It's very funny.
It's great.
But I hate writing things.
Yeah. The fact that Man Thing was apparently where they put writers to punish them because nobody wanted to write Man Thing.
And you think that that is a sign that Man Thing's going to definitely get a solo
film. Man Thing movie involves whoever directs the Man Thing movie saying to the camera, not even that, the comics would be like the writer of Man Thing meeting his friends in a cafe and being like, I really hate this comic book I'm writing.
Maybe I'm on board now because it'd be like adaptation.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes. Look.
So Spider-Man not going to be tied into WandaVision.
No.
Mutant's probably not going to come from, I think it'll be either a multiverse, but it won't be the other guys. It'll just be...
Yeah, and
I don't think it'll be in the
Doctor Strange one at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they'll just get introduced in the Mutants.
Yes, for sure.
And Fantastic Four, I reckon we've called it, and I think that they will be in Ant-Man 3.
Yes, I think so too. I think at least there'll be a hint towards it.
So, I think...
Vision is the last one.
Oh, yeah, White Vision.
White Vision chuffs off into space. They're like, you're Vision, and he's like, I am, goodbye.
I am Vision and I loved Wanda. Bye.
Imagine if they make the, because you know how like WandaVision at first they were like, it ties, like it's kind of has occasional references to Vision the comic book by Tom King.
But then
the creators of WandaVision said, we got given the Vision comic by Tom King, looked at the cover, said, oh, that's cool, and then didn't read it. I wonder if it'd be funny if they use White Vision. Just land him in a town and then he just does the Vision comic.
Vision Wanda. That would be great.
Well, there's a huge flashback chapter in that Vision comic book where Vision remembers all the stuff that Vision's done. So you could tie that back into WandaVision. That's my prediction. They're just going to make the Vision comic book, but a TV series.
Yeah, Tom King's Vision. That'd be very cool. Like
he makes kids again.
Yeah, he's like, right.
Viv and Viz.
Yeah.
They love Merchant of Venice.
Yeah. Good. Well, there's definitely something there, like a movie or a TV show where Vision effectively tries to, I mean, it's very meta for Marvel. I don't know if they'd do it, but like kind of tries to recapture some of what that was. Because I think, because everybody can play, like Vision just left, but I think he still doesn't have like emotions.
Yeah, he just has the memories and images, yeah.
So he doesn't have the emotion. He's like, oh yeah, I know that the Vision I was loved that Wonder Woman, but I mean,
Wonder Woman.
I know I love Wonder Woman.
He
comic
flew
books.
Off into the DCEU.
They flew off into the cinema to watch Wonder Woman 1984 and was like, this is so good.
I know a lot of people critically panned it, but I thought it had real good heart.
Which is weird for me because I have no emotions, as we just established. What happens with White Vision that has no emotions in West Coast Avengers? Because there seems to be allusions to that.
I have no idea.
Mm. Okay, in West Coast Avengers, this happens to Vision, which is also referenced in the Vision comic, but I also can't remember.
Okay,
he maybe probably just gets his emotions back, but I imagine what's probably going to happen is he'll be in like Armor Wars or something. Oh, Secret Invasion maybe.
Yeah, he could be. I think Vision's the kind of character that there's nothing.
That's also what Monica is definitely.
I think it goes without saying. But I think that definitely Vision is the kind of character you could just handball into literally any upcoming thing, and it would
very
probably
overpowered
be fine.
Though.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. You might get just Vision searching, whatever, figuring himself out. And then,
like so what's going to happen is in the background of a lot of the upcoming films, including the Black Widow one, is like if you kind of like squint in the distance, you just see like Vision
feeling.
Like floating, but kind of like in like a standing thinker, doing like a as he floats by the horizon, that's what's going to happen in every single one. He's always going to go from going left to right.
Can I pitch you the same thing, except instead of way back in the distance, it comes from one side of the screen, covers the whole screen. Is that Vision right in the middle of important conversations?
Yeah. So it's going to be like a big battle, say up in so like in that sky battle we've seen in like the trailers of Black Widow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, you know, maybe one of the Taskmasters is going to grab something big and like hurl it at Black Widow, and then what you're going to before it hits her, is just a floating vision. Clonk in his face. He doesn't phase in.
Doesn't react.
He's like, keeps going.
Yeah.
I think that the ending of Black Widow, the movie will, like, it'll end with, like, an aerial shot, like, directly above, and it'll do that spinning thing, and as it zooms out in credits start, but it keeps zooming.
Yeah.
It keeps zooming and zooming and zooming and zooming. And then you realize that Earth is on the back of White Vision, who got very big.
He got very big. On his head as he's thinking about feelings.
I thought you were going to say it's going to spiral out and then reveal that the camera in Black Widow was White Vision watching. He's been the camera the whole time.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Yeah, White Vision's actually a tricky one. Like, we joke.
What if they pulled, this is what I was thinking, what if they pulled a Dr. Manhattan with him?
Well, yeah.
Send him to Mars to think.
Yeah.
Because you know? Well, they're getting brazen, and that's funny because I was actually thinking that too.
Yeah.
Because the fact when he goes to Mars the first time, Dr. Manhattan cracks the shits on that interview show.
Yeah.
Very similar to what Scarlet Witch does with the grief and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you could tie this into a Fantastic Four. So he goes off and has a big think, like, and hits the Fantastic Four spaceship or whatever. He's like, oh,
that's what.
Oh, lads, you guys all right?
Yeah, like, we're the
monsters. Bring us back.
Take us to mutants of Saturn.
Look, we have rocks.
All right, I'll bring you back. Okay, dokie.
I guess that was my purpose.
Neat.
Yeah, because the upcoming films, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, Ant-Man 3,
yes.
Guardians 3, Fantastic Four, none of those have like a gap for Vision, he is just in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only place I can see him being is in Doctor Strange, but it would feel
You shoehorn him in.
Yeah, I think you could too.
But he doesn't really have pairings with anyone except Wanda and Thor? Yeah.
I guess he likes Thor's cape.
Yeah. And also Thor did create him.
They were his daddy.
Yeah, Thor him daddy.
Yeah, Thor his daddy.
Otherwise there's WandaVision.
He has three dads.
That's cool.
Falcon, Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, Ironheart.
Takes him to court and She-Hulk has to defend Vision.
She-Hulk, if the She-Hulk thing is her defending Mr. Hayward, whatever his name was, that would be great.
Here in this courtroom has not wanted to shoot a child? Little boys.
Can I just say something about Moon Knight, okay?
Yes.
Everybody's excited about Moon Knight, but the only place people know Moon Knight is from memes. Moon Knight is not an interesting character.
Dracula, where's my money?
That's not from a comic. Comic, it's a Photoshop. Yeah. Every cool Moon Knight thing people think, that's not Moon Knight. Guy who's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
His origin is the most boring. It's just nonsense.
There were some actually really decent Moon Knight comics.
Called out, idiot.
But they're not funny.
No, they're not funny.
Yeah, but that's what everybody's like, I'm excited for Moon Knight because he's such a wacky character.
No,
counterpoint, he's not. They might just make him wacky.
If they do, great, but that's not like...
He's not going to be saying, hey, Dracula. I reckon he'll say, hey, Dracula, where's my money?
Yeah,
or something like that. There'll be reference to that.
Yeah,
he'll call someone a big nerd.
He has eight different personalities. It's so messy. If you ever want to, if you're like excited for the Moon Knight TV show, Wikipedia Moon Knight, and you won't be by the end.
I think the Warren Ellis run is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
this is a clash of the Titans happening right in front of me.
So like, there are some good Moon Knight stories. I think the most recent Moon Knight one in the Avengers. Yeah, you can probably skip that. Yeah, it's a bit silly.
Yeah,
Jackson, you almost always fold immediately if someone questions your opinions, but Moon Knight, you're like, no, it will be bad.
It will suck.
Look,
you get the one you're looking forward to the most. I'm sure we all have.
You just won an argument. That's the first time this has ever happened.
He's not wrong. I'm saying, like, look, with everything, there's some, like, you know, read this arc and that's it. Everything else is silly and dumb.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with Jack here. Moon Knight,
I don't think unless Marvel just lean in and then it'll be silly and that's fine. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
I think we've covered, like, the direct consequences of the MCU post WandaVision.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And on that note,
you looked at the both of us very much like, I don't know, you're like, well, it's been real good, boys. But it's time to hang in the towel.
Time to wrap this episode up.
We've all had a lot of fun here. We've had some laughs. We've had some speculation, both based and baseless. But most importantly, now it's time for all of us to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we are the BS Boys.
Da, 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 da.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.